Good evening, folks. Dice Roll Zine Ramblecast, episode 13, Friday, December 7th, 2018. Tonight, we have my RPG week in a nutshell, a 2-minute review, and my favorite RPG supplement of all time. My RPG week in a nutshell. Last weekend was the inaugural Hobbsapalooza online convention for us old school gamers. A great event by all accounts, put on, organized by Mr. Jason Hobbs, of course, of most famous of the Hobbs and Friends of the OSR podcast, and as well Random Screed here on the Anchors. So I ran a game Saturday night. The Curse of Faux Shizzle Zizzle. It turned out to be an absolute fucking disaster. I used a map that was way too fucking huge to handle, that Roll20 couldn't handle. I'm so thankful I had some very patient players. And of course, Jason Hobbs was one of them. And I also had Matt Jackson playing, of Matt Random, his podcast here on the Anchors as well, although he hasn't done a podcast in quite a while. We also had Eric Jensen, another Anchorite, with Tales of Valor and Sorcery, his podcast. And we also had Pete Segretti and Brad Black. Now, to give you an idea of how badly I fucked up this game, and how shitty the map was, and how slow the game was, Brad fell asleep at the end. Now, if you go, any of you folks are on MeWe, you can go on there, and anyway, we embarrassed poor Brad by putting a picture up there. Sorry, Brad. It was a terrible game. I'm so glad the guys were all very cool about it, and it was a very big lesson learned by me not to run a fucking game on a virtual tabletop platform you're not incredibly familiar with. Now, I use Roll20 all the time, don't get me wrong, but what I normally do is I draw the maps as we go, with my home group, for example. I draw the maps as we go, using the little squiggly fucking tools and shit like that, and it's real quick and easy. But when you gotta load a map in there, and you make it way too fucking big, and it... Anyway, it's a fucking nightmare. But Hobbsapalooza, otherwise... other than my game, apparently was a roaring success, and I'm hoping everyone comes back for next year or every 6 months, whatever the hell Mr. Hobbs wants to do with this convention, because I am going to damn well run another game and make up for my embarrassing show. So once again, thank you, Jason Hobbs, Matt Jackson, Eric Jensen, Pete Segretti, and Brad Black, for putting up with my fucking shit.
Thank God it's Friday. Keep the heads ringing.
Keep the heads ringing. Now the rest of my week in review, in a nutshell. Tuesday, I had my home game with my longtime buddies that I play with. It was canceled because my infant son was sick. My son Magnus, he's 18 months now, I think. And he was terribly sick this week. Poor little guy. And he would not sleep. So I had to cancel my home game on Tuesday night. But on Thursday, the 6th, I was able to play in sort of the semi-regular group, the Prolg Parlayers that I play with. And that is a couple of guys I've already mentioned. Matt Jackson, he's the DM for that group. Jason plays in that group, and we've also got Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor fame, the zine and the Patreon and the podcast. Who else did we have? We had a new guy. We had Mark Hunt join us as well. Now, Mark, I don't know him that well, but what I do know is his military role-playing game for 3 or more players, ages 12 and up, The Front Field Manual. I have this at home, and I forgot to talk to him about that on Thursday, but it's a World War II game based off the Black Hack, and it's pretty cool. So The Front, check it out if you can. But anyway, so Mark joined us for our game on Thursday, the Prologue Parlayers, and we were adventuring in Blackwater Bay Prologue region and Matt's campaign world. If anyone's on MeWe, Matt's got a whole group on there. You can just go and read the stuff that we do. It's pretty cool. It's a fun group. We're all old school guys, and we actually didn't even have a single combat on Thursday, but we played for like 2.5 hours. Maybe 3? No, it's about 2.5 hours. But yeah, I like world school like that. So there was a lot of preparation and a lot of tactical decisions and things like that that we made, which allowed us to survive for the next session. And I don't know where I'm going with this. So, but that's my RPG week in a nutshell. So, we're going to go on to the next segment now, which will be another 2-minute review. Dice Roll Zine Ramblecast.
2-minute reviews.
AX2, the D30 Sandbox Companion by Richard J. LeBlanc Jr. of New Big Dragon Games. This has probably the coolest sort of Game Master supplement that I've seen come out of the so-called OSR. This D30 Sandbox Companion is just fucking cool. It's got everything you need in here, really. This is like a one-stop shop for running a sandbox game, really. You could use just this and your rule books, and you'd be totally fine if you really want to go bare bones and minimalistic. But I mean, there's a hex crawl worksheet, there's a settlement worksheet in this book, there's an NPC record sheet, there are adventure generator tables, there are really, the meat of this book is the wilderness locations and locales and the settlements. I mean, that's, you know, a good 25, 30 pages of this book. Weather conditions, weather events, foraging and hunting, natural features and phenomena by terrain type, settlements and inhabitation, ruin generator, temple generator, cult generator, all kinds of castle keep, stronghold generator, heraldry generator. I mean, you name it, and this book has got it. It's so cool. For settlements, you get roll settlement background, encounters in the settlements, city guards and watch and border patrols. There's even methods of torture and execution. I mean, come on, how cool is that, eh? Shopkeeper information, tavern name generator. I mean, there's a million tavern name generators out there, but this has it right here for you. And then there's a whole section, which is like another 12, 15 pages, on NPCs and generating NPCs. Classed NPCs, non-classed NPCs, nobles, sage generators. It's got traits for NPCs, backgrounds, henchmen, loyalty of retainers, and all kinds of awesome stuff. This, I just can't rave enough about the D30 Sandbox Companion. Richard J. LeBlanc Jr. has a real gem here. This, like I said, this is one of my favorite newer, old school kind of
gaming supplements that I've seen. And this came out, I've had it for like 3-4 years, so this probably came out in 2012 or 2013 or something like that. D30 Sandbox Companion.
Best rating yet on Dice Roll Zine 2-Minute Reviews. 4 metal horns out of 4.
Fucking metal!
My favorite gaming supplement of all time.
City Book 1, Butcher, Baker, Candlestick Maker. A Game Master's Aid for all role-playing systems. That's right. The Flying Buffalo, City Book 1, from way back in like 82 or 83 or something. This is probably one of the first sort of gaming supplements I ever bought back in the day. And this Butcher, Baker, Candlestick Maker is just so cool. I have used this so much over the years. This was basically my city book. Like, this was my cities in my campaigns. Now, this book has locations. Basically, it's locations and NPCs for any kind of city. You've got, it's broken out in the book here by, you've got lodging and entertainment, like inns and stuff. You've got personal services, services, hardware, so that's like kitting yourself out. You've got food services, community services, spiritual services, security services, so if you're hiring NPCs and stuff. The locations are just so flavorful and so cool. I mean, the Diamond Spider Tavern is a tavern which I think has been in pretty well every one of my campaigns in my entire gaming lifetime. I just love the Diamond Spider Tavern. The NPC illustrations are really cool. There's a lot of Liz Danforth illustrations in here, which are sweet. The maps are, they're good. Probably for the time, they're above average for the time. I mean, they've got a lot of item details and like tables and chairs and all kinds of different cool little things like that involved in the maps. There's not too many illustrations other than the NPC ones. There's some, well, actually, they got exterior illustrations here. As I'm flipping through it, I can see that they have some exterior illustrations for some of the locations as well. But the locations in this book, this, like I was saying, this was my city. This is how I learned to run cities, was from Butcher, Baker, and Candlestick Maker. I had this long before I had anything like the Lankmar City of Adventure, I think it was called, supplement by TSR that came out in like 80, was that 84 or 85? I had this before then. There's Waterdeep, there's, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. There was the other city book I remember using was Middenheim, City of the White Wolf from Warhammer. I used that in the like 87, 86, 87. That was a little more specific and a little more super detailed, I suppose you could say. Oh, I shouldn't say super detailed, but a little more detailed than this Butcher, Baker, and Candlestick Maker would be. I mean, like Sleaze's Tattoo Parlor. This is a little tattoo parlor run, operated by a pair of goblin twins. I mean, this is cool. I mean, like, just goofy things like that. There's another place I've used quite a bit, the House of Thalesha Moonscry. Now, I've used, she's basically a diviner. And the NPC illustration, again, a Liz Danforth illustration, has, you know, kind of a middle-aged sort of woman with kind of the, you know, the skunk stripe in the hair kind of look going on. But I've used her as a scry and a diviner and, you know, an oracle in at least a half a dozen different campaigns over the years. But there's a taxidermy and museum. There's all kinds of stuff. Like I said, the Diamond Spider Tavern is my favorite. There's, I think, the Grey Minstrel Inn or something like that is the other inn that's detailed in here. You've got Larkspur the Leech, a healer. You've got all kinds of stuff. Braun Arvo's Armory, Blades by Tor, a swordsmith, there's all kinds of cool stuff in this. I've loved this book for so long. It's so flavorful. The NPCs are interesting. There's lots of detail for every location. I mean, probably more than you'd ever need. They delve into a little bit of the history of each location, and there's scenario stuff tied in with this as well. Like, each of these locations and the NPCs have little story nuggets here for you to throw into your campaigns, and there's some suggestions, if I recall correctly, towards the back of the book where you can kind of tie them all in together if you wanted to, say, use this as a specific city. I don't recall that I ever used City Book One that way myself. I used it for city adventuring, but it always, I kind of took a location or two or three and kind of plunked it into a city or one location and plunked it into a village, that kind of thing. But they have notes in here on how you can tie all these places together if you wanted to sort of kind of create an arc between all of them and tie them all together neatly in a little campaign package. But yeah, so there you have it. My favorite RPG supplement of all time, City Book One, Butcher, Baker, Candlestick Maker, part of the All Systems Catalyst series. And like I said, this was by Flying Buffalo. I guess it was distributed by somebody else, but that's what I remember, Flying Buffalo.
We have colors. We have colors.
Steve, Tim Shorts from Gothridge Manor. Sorry you sucked at Hobbs of Palooza. Maybe you'll get better next time. I'm sure it was good. The other thing, your pick of favorite of all time. Excellent. Can't go wrong with any of the D30 from New Big Dragon. Richard LeBlanc always does fantastic stuff. But you got brownie points with me by bringing up the old city books, especially the City Book 1 from Flying Buffalo. Those are some of my all-time favorite books also. Really loved, I think the third one was about the underground and underworld thieves guilds and different things. And that thing was so, so amazing. So, all right, Steve, I'll see you Thursday, my man. Take care.
Rest in peace, Frank. You're one of my heroes. I'll see you in the great beyond.
Guess me yet? I'm the slime oozing. out from your TV set. You will obey me while I lead you in the garbage that I feed you until the day that we don't need you. Don't go for help, no one.